Beloved, you're welcome to yet another life-changing message from Reverend Sydney Alamensa. He is a man of God who operates in the healing, prophetic, and teaching ministries. He is the head pastor of God as our Light Church, City of His Presence. Today, the man of God takes us through a series titled Foundation Stones. And the theme for today's episode is Stewardship. Stay tuned and be blessed.
Father, we thank you. We give you glory. Please touch where your heart is located. Heavenly Father, thank you tonight, this morning, oh God. This morning we say, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Let your word be a standpoint in our life. In the mighty name of Jesus, we pray that we will avail and we will prevail. In the mighty name of Jesus, let the kings and queens have their seat in high places. Please have your seat. Amen. Thank you so much. Hallelujah. I want to thank God for every leader here and every church worker. I want to say God bless you for every hard work that you are embarking on. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We are going to pray before we close and we'll deal with certain things. Amen. I want to continue my series on foundation stone. Amen. And last week I talked about talent. Hallelujah. And I said that every believer has both a primary and a secondary ministry in the church. Hallelujah. Your primary ministry is the ministry that you are gifted to do and spend maximum time in as a result. And your secondary ministry is the ministry that you are not necessarily gifted to do, but I get involved in simply because I have a servant heart. Somebody say, I have a servant heart. And the greatest statement of every believer is when you hear Jesus speak these words to you in Matthew chapter 25 verse 23, the King James Version. It says that his Lord said unto him, well done, good and faithful servant. Thou hast been faithful over a few things. I will make thee ruler over many things. Enter thou into the joy of the Lord. And this is the greatest statement every believer wants to hear from our Master Jesus. And we pray that one day the Lord will tell us that you have done well because you have been faithful over the few things that I've given to you. And then because of that, I will make you ruler over many things and you will enter into the joy of his bosom. Hallelujah. Number two of the five important areas in your life. Five important areas. Number one is talent. Number two is testimony. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Five important areas in your life where you must be a good steward. That's how people invite people to check. Come and see. There is a man I know. Am I communicating? Hallelujah. It says that come and see the wonderful things that I have seen and I have heard. And some of us, that was the root of our evangelism when we were growing up, our personal testimony. Am I communicating? That would tell people, me, I used to have some terrible anger, but the Lord Jesus saved me. Hallelujah. And that person said, I have the same. Hallelujah. You know how when they increase your salary, God, thank you for letting my employers. How about that same salary you were on? People have walked in the morning to the office and they called them and said, we are sorry, we've done a review and it's quite unfortunate you can't continue with us. This is your exit letter. Hallelujah. You are lucky every month it is hitting your Stanbic, your UMB, your Stanchart account. And you are smiling. Not even thank you, Jesus. Because you know that that salary will be coming every month. Hallelujah. Have you been there where the accountant or controller has delayed your salary?
Can I have a witness here? Someone say, ay, 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 ay. 3 months, nothing is falling. And when you come to church, you can't worship. You can't pray. When they raise prayer topic, when you can't pray, you can't worship. Because your salary has been delayed. The value of your testimony is unique, number one. The value of your testimony is unique. Why is it unique? Because there is no other than yours. It is unique. It is to you. Am I communicating? The value of your testimony, it is personal and it is easy to understand. Mrs. Apia, hallelujah. Because it was what? A personal what? Testimony. Shake somebody's hand real soft and say, do you have a personal testimony? If it's personal, I can remember it and people can relate to it. People can relate to it because it builds a relational bridge between you and I. When we call for testimony, come and testify. Don't wait till you get a car before you testify. Then you never testify of his goodness. Hallelujah. I think we need to scream. If you buy a new car, we have to tell you, no. Your testimony, come and testify in the office. Hallelujah. Please testify day and night the difference of what God has done for you. Hallelujah. I know a woman back then in fellowship, some time back. Woman, when he testimony, every time the other na kitinkiti. Kitinkiti. So we used to call him kitinkiti. On my testimony, me die na bibi ti chimi, ba nyamiadum, me sorry. Bibi ti chimi, nyamiadum, me sorry. It's a testimony. Hallelujah. People have died in their sleep. People have done, they've died what? In their sleep. Am I communicating? Number three, is it number three? Temple. Number three, temple. Five important areas of your life where you must be a good steward if you are to please the Lord. Temple. It is very important that we take care of our bodies. Hallelujah. And all the time we talk about the sin aspect. But God also wants you to take care of your physical body as well. You need to live long and give praise to God. Hallelujah. Be very careful. The fat that are growing on your side and your back and your... Hallelujah. Exercise. If you can't go to the gym, get some personal gym in your house and exercise. Am I communicating? You are a lady. Look good. Be in good shape. Let your guitar shape show well. Am I communicating? You don't like this message? You see, I won't organize love talk, but sometimes when I preach, I'll put some of these things inside. Hallelujah. Who me to do? There are some people when they can eat, and when they eat all this, they lie down. They are barely facing up, they begin to laugh. Hey, they ready. They tap their chest. They tap their stomach. Please take good care of your body. Your health is important. Can you imagine after praying for all this breakthrough and it comes and you are sick? Hallelujah. Some of us, we are working pharmacy. Am I communicating? If we don't take a pill a day, we are dead. Please check your nutrition. Check the things you eat. Am I communicating? Sometimes, and yet there, but... Hallelujah. And yet there, warning team. Ladies, let me add, if you are dating guys that are always, give me more salt, please be careful. They would, when you marry them, they will die and leave you. May God forbid. Am I communicating? Can you imagine a young lady, then your young husband dies and leaves you like that? Widow. No, God forbid. In the name of Jesus Christ. Media, it looks like you speed up my time. When I started talking about this, someone said, yeah. 2 Corinthians chapter 6, verse 16 to 17, Message Bible. It says that 6, verse 16 to 17, 2 Corinthians 6, verse 16 to 17. It says that Who would think of setting up pagan idols in God's holy temple? But that is exactly what we are. Each of us, a temple in whom God lives. God himself put it this way. I will live in them, move into them. I will be their God and they will be my people. So leave the corruption and compromise. Leave it for the good, says God. Don't link up with those who pollute you. I want you all for myself. Some of you have to detach yourself from people that pollute you. Am I communicating? Negative energy, like my sister would say. Am I communicating? Move with people that will give you positive energy. Am I communicating? Since God gave us our bodies, he has the right as our creator and expect us to conduct ourselves well. Am I communicating? Hallelujah. And in the name of fashion, we dress anyhow. In the name of fashion. Hallelujah. We open our cleavage and put the cross there and crucify Jesus more. Hallelujah. How can you open your cleavage, put the cross there, and let the guy look at where the cross is? Hallelujah. Some of the women we dress anyhow. Am I communicating? Lord have mercy. Hallelujah. God is not in favor of any Christian displaying their body in an immodest manner. It has to be modest. Hallelujah. It has to be what? Modest. When you are in your private place, do your private things. Am I communicating? Don't help the gentleman in the house to be more corrupt. Am I communicating? Dress well. Somebody say dress well. That is using your body in a sinful way, and it is not a faithful stewardship. Am I communicating? It is not what a faithful word, stewardship. Dress well. Hallelujah. Some of us, we are still repenting. Amen. Dress well. Don't put the guys into places where they cannot come out. Amen. So modesty must conform to God's opinion, not the world's opinion. Hallelujah. God's opinion, not what? The world's what? Opinion. Some people can, some of the ladies, in fact, when it comes to dressing, we are always talking about the ladies. Hallelujah. The men too, right? Some don't dress well. Otofi, I know that is what you'd say. Hallelujah. I used to like Otofista, you know, in the past, but I stopped. Amen. Hallelujah. Or treat this na boxes in the show. We don't want to see the boxes. Hallelujah. Charlie, dress well. Be smart. Like you are going for an interview. Am I communicating? Wear your jeans, wear your shirt. Dress in a modest manner. People come to church, they dress anyhow. Am I communicating? I was told a lady, you know, dressed, you know, was in a trotro and was getting down and she couldn't get down. Hallelujah. And everybody was insulting her. Even the men were insulted. The men who... Number four, treasure. Matthew chapter 6 verse 33. It says that, but seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. The subject stewardship is giving. Somebody say giving. Say giving. Giving is always a bit awkward anytime we speak about it, because there has been some false perception amongst the world and in the world and among certain people that the churches are taking people's money. So anytime we talk about money, it's like, oh, obey fundraising. Hallelujah. Amen. But you see, the goal of a fundraiser is to collect money for activities. It's not wrong. It's not wrong to fundraise for something using money as the value. Am I communicating? But the goal of a steward, write it down. The goal of a steward is to worship God through giving. Write it, please. The goal of a steward is to worship God through giving. And I want to ask you, did you know that the Bible talks about giving more than heaven? The Bible talks more about giving than heaven and even hell. Am I communicating? Over half of the parables of Jesus, it talks about the subject of money. The parable of the talent, is it not money? Am I communicating? Hallelujah. There are more promises in the Bible related to giving than any other subject. Somebody say giving. Say giving. So your giving is very important. I want to repeat it again. Your giving is what is very important, because it is your spiritual life. Some of us, we don't know how to give in. We give seasonal. Hallelujah. We give what? Seasonal. Am I communicating? You see, the reason why some of you make the men of God so untruthful is because you don't know how to give. Hallelujah. That after they have prayed for you and your breakthrough has come, may the Lord bless you, bless your wife, bless your children, bless your car, bless your water, bless your food. Thank you, Pastor. God bless you. Amen. Hallelujah. And Pastor Jesse will look at you and say, hey, Akwawe, into all night, ni sleepless night. Hallelujah. Am I communicating? That sometimes the person can give you, but says, no, I won't give. Because they don't understand giving. So you have the men of God untruthfully. And this is not to tarnish the body of Christ. Untruthfully. Some of them will use some gimmicks and some other things to extort money from you. And tell you, I have seen the realm of the spirit. You have to sow $1,000. Hallelujah. One day we will all be judged by God. Am I communicating? Things God never told you and you said, you will answer to it. Am I communicating? Hallelujah. I just see a Hussein Pani Frabo Chaba. Hi. I see you have to sow 500 euros, 500 pounds, $500. Am I communicating? I just say Auntie Sophia Buchiaba. Hallelujah. And we have special attention from people who are coming from outside than those who are local, because we'll get dollars from them. Why should that be the case? May God raise truthful and genuine men of the altar in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. 2 Corinthians chapter 8, verse 7, NIV. It says that, let's read together. 2 Corinthians chapter 8, verse 7, NIV. The whole church, I want us to read together. I'm closing. 2 Corinthians chapter 8, verse 7. It says that what? But since you excel in everything, in faith, that is one. Two, in speech, in knowledge, in complete earnest, in the love in you, see that you excel in this grace of what? Of giving. Ask somebody, do you excel in giving? Am I communicating? It says that, see that you also excel in the grace of what? Of giving. There is a mystery and a blessing in giving people don't know. And I will always say this. That a young lady, is decided that, listen, I will paint the entire auditorium. I gave money to do that. And God opened string doors for her. And not only string doors that even got her married. And she is not in Ghana. Because she understood what the principle of what of giving. Am I communicating? It says that, be mindful that you excel in the grace. It means there is a grace to God to give. Some of you need to pray, Lord, give me grace to give. Am I communicating? Hallelujah. Don't sit there like that and say, Rady, me. You see, that's why we need to learn how to. The Lord's Prayer is a pattern to us. It's not a ritual, it's a pattern. Am I communicating? We need to learn how to give. And we need to pray, Lord, give me grace to be able to what? To give. Not only in your household, no. Not come and give to pastor. Grace to give to people that are in need. Am I communicating? Some of us, we have, but we are stingy. We don't want to give. Even in excess, we still do not want to give. When was the last time you bought something nice for somebody? Something nice for somebody. When was the last time? I didn't have a turn called willful. Hallelujah. And that is why when they come, they say, learn how to give. Am I communicating? Hallelujah. 2 Timothy chapter 6, verse 18 to 19. Please put it there for me. Living Bible, Living Bible. 1 Timothy chapter 6, verse 18 to 19. You see, being a steward, you have to know that your house is not your house. Your car is not your house. Your car is not your car. Sorry. Am I communicating? Your bank account is not your bank account. Everything belongs to God. Hallelujah. Say it belongs to God. When I am a good steward of my treasure, my giving becomes an investment for eternity. Let's read together. Do you have the Living Bible, please? Living Bible. It says that tell them to use their money to do good. They should be rich. Let's read. In good works. Always being what? Ready to what? To share with others. That is the kind of family we want to build. To be able to share what? With others as well. Hallelujah. Amen. Some of us, our tithing is not good. I don't want to go into that because I've preached about that. Please go and listen to that message. Some of us, we don't know how to tithe. Amen. Now, 1,000 cities, you can't tithe. Next one, number six. Is it number six? Number five, your time. Lastly, your time. Your time. And Aaron, please put the illustration on the screen for us. Your time. Somebody say time. Say time. You see, you will never find time for the important things in your life, but you have to make time. Am I communicating? You have to what? Make what? Make time. And managing our time as good stewards is very important. Somebody say make time. Say make time. There was a man called Stephen Covey. He was the bestseller of 7 Habits of Highly Effective People. And then he gives a quadrant of time management. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. And he says that number one quadrant is urgent and important. Is it on the screen? Can you see it, please? Urgent and what? Urgent and important. That is the first quadrant. Urgent and important. And for people that find themselves in the first quadrant of urgent and important, they are looking at issues about crisis, pressing problems, and deadlines. Those that find themselves in quadrant two is not urgent and important. How many of you find yourself there? Urgent and important. And some say that it is not urgent and it is important. And not urgent people that find themselves in quadrant two, they are looking at planning, relationship building, and preparation. Am I communicating? And those that find themselves in quadrant three, it's not urgent and not important. And they are looking at things that are trivial and time wasted and pleasant activities. But if you look at quadrant two, it contains all the things we know and we need to do. But some of us, we seldomly get around in doing what we have to do and what is not actually urgent. If you look at quadrant one mainly talks about problems. Quadrant two mainly talks about preparation. And quadrant three talks about popular. And quadrant four talks about pleasant. After research, it is shown that highly effective people spend as much time as possible in quadrant two. Put it there. Quadrant two, is it there? Amen. Quadrant two, not urgent and important. It's not urgent, but what? It is important. And highly effective people, they spend more time in quadrant two. But the truth of the matter is that our spiritual life grows out of quadrant two. It is important, but not urgent. Am I communicating? Hallelujah. It is important, but what? But not urgent. Ephesians chapter 5 verse 16 to 8. It says that make the best use of your time despite all the evils of these days. Don't be vague, but grant firmly what you know to be the will of the Lord. How do I put God first in my schedule? Some people start up the whole week. They don't even plan how I will even come to church. They don't even plan their offering. Hallelujah. And like I said last time, anytime there is offering, it's checking, checking where the money, checking where the money is. Hallelujah. And there was this story, somebody put 10 Ghana cedi. That one is for outside. 1 Ghana cedi for the church. Mistakenly dropped the 100 Ghana cedi. And then went to the protocol and said, I need change. Am I communicating? Hallelujah. Mama, you are laughing. How do I put God first in my schedule? We don't plan on. We don't have it. How many of us have to-do list? Amen. This is what I'll do for the week. Then you tick them. Wednesday, church, I'm there. Sunday, I'm there. Saturday, I'm there. Am I communicating? There is no. We walk in life as with anything comes, anything goes. There is no. You see that we don't know how to plan. Some of you, you are thinking 5 years from now, where should I be? 3 years from now, where should I be? Life comes as it goes. In your relationship, there is no planning. Some of you have planned. Okay, by 20 days, I will do this. By 25, that is fine. It's good planning. If it doesn't happen that you have even planned and you are believing God for it, am I communicating? Everything comes, everything goes. No, it doesn't work like that. And the truth of the matter is that the selection is the name of the game. You do not have time to do everything. And that is what people say. And because of that, they select. Am I communicating? This one, I won't do it. Ask somebody, where is God in your shadow? Where is God? Hallelujah. And what I want to tell you is that I want you to review your schedule, review and put God in it. Am I communicating? Put God in what? In your time. Review your schedule and your priorities with God. That is the reason why some of you can't come for weekday service, because God is not there. Your to-do list, how many of us have diary that you take that Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday? And if you have a diary and you are taking for the whole month, every Wednesday will be crossed out. Saturday weekend in prayer will be crossed out, because you have not. Please, let's celebrate Naomi. She was here on Saturday. Hallelujah. Mrs. Apia was also here on Saturday. Please, let's celebrate her. You don't like this preaching, right? We are a family. Amen. Hallelujah. God is not there. It's not there. Because you are doing selection when it comes to God. This one, no, God, no. This one, yeah. This one, yeah. No. But when it comes to God, there is nothing like selection. Because He owns you and He wants everything in you. So you can give Him all, not 50%, 100%. Everything that you put 100% energy in it, you bring out 100% result. Am I communicating? You sell, you know what I'm talking about. That you have to wake up at dawn every day, right, to cook and prepare for your buyers. Imagine that one day, enough foul and you don't wake up. You will lose customers, because they will come and it's nothing is there. They will say, about twice, and she sleeps and she doesn't prepare food for customers, and they come. They will move to the next person. Am I communicating? Consistency in your time with God is very important. Somebody say consistency. Say consistency. Mark chapter 1 verse 35. It says that very early the next morning, Jesus got up and went to a place where he could be alone and pray. He had a priority with God. Jeremiah chapter 2 verse 32. It says that, can a maid forget her ornament? Please put it there. Let's read together, all of us. Jeremiah chapter 2 verse 32. Jeremiah chapter 2 verse 32. Please be upstanding for me. Please be upstanding. Let's read it. Can what? Oh, you, I can't hear you. I'm hearing only this side. This side, I can't hear you. Uh-huh. Can what? Hold on. Mrs., can you imagine that when you were coming and you forgot your earrings and your watch and all, how would you feel? You feel like going back for it. Is it not true? He says what? Can a girl forget what? Her jewel? He's asking a question. Can a girl forget her jewels? Hallelujah. You see, that is why some part of the body, they don't wear some of these things and all that, you know. They don't want it to be some hindrance and some, hallelujah. Like, man of God, you forget your nice chain. And like, you go back for your chain, and because of that, you are late for church. Because of jewel. Am I communicating? And he says what? What bride will what? Will seek to hide her wedding dress? He's asking a question. What bride will seek to hide her wedding dress? Yet for years on end, my people have forgotten me, the most precious of their. Am I communicating? If you can go back for that your jewel and always remember that you need that jewel, then why are you forgetting God, who is your most treasure? Please hold somebody's hand by your side gently. And please look at me. There was a research that was done. And it was done by Leslie Finn. And he had a piece and he entitled it. And he said, if you are 35, you have 500 days to live. If you are 35. And his premises is that when you subtract the time spent on sleeping, working, tending of personal matters, hygiene, chores, medical matters, eating, traveling, and other time stealers, in the next 35 years, you would have the equivalent of only 500 days to spend as you wish. Listen, time wait for no man. Am I communicating? When I was preparing this message, the Lord spoke to me. Listen, some of you ladies, you are waiting for some man to skyrocket from heaven, build some house, buy you a car. No. Hallelujah. Listen, Obia, Obabi Ohande, ni sebrano no. Mi kembe me bi manaba. We be sit down, we saw me say, honey, open the door, honey. Eric, you like this message, eh? Am I communicating? They are waiting. So till the man will come. No, I'm static, not doing anything. Mean Tommy BBR. Even if I have the money to buy a house, no. Because I've been taught that the man buys for me. Am I communicating? Hallelujah. I've been taught that's the family tradition. No, it's the man that does it. So I'm not. But can you imagine a beautiful lady? My God, God blesses you. You have your house. You have your car keys. You can enter your home with that zeal and that fragrance of pleasure and desire that this is the doing of the Lord, not anybody. When the man comes, fine. Hallelujah. Can I tell you today? Not everybody will get married till Jesus comes. Am I communicating? I don't know how you hear me. Me prove you a Bible man. Am I communicating? What kind of pressure is this in life? Hallelujah. And man, live your life for when you get your money, buy your house, buy your car.
your Rolls Royce, your Mercedes Benz. Enjoy, mama, enjoy. Am I communicating? If you are what shall we say it be until come. No, yaga jaga nyum bibasa. Hallelujah. We lift you and at them. Am I communicating? Oh, now restaurant be with the camera. Man or no man, I still live. What's your problem? Am I called? You are taking care of your body. You eat well, you eat nice, live well. Hallelujah. Then the FSA young ladies, you have your own apartment. You have your own apartment, you are living inside. Am I communicating? You live your life simple. You don't have any issue with anybody. You enjoy God's blessing. When would the Siman come? Hallelujah. When would the Siman, my brother? Am I communicating? When would the Siman come? If you are a guy, please put God in your priority and live your life well. Am I communicating? You see, I'll be here. Joint. We are in Ghana. We are not in US. Hallelujah. But we need to manage. Am I communicating? I know ladies who have built their own houses. They have their own cars. They have their own money. It's good. Hallelujah. We remove that traditional mentality that man has to come. Till he comes, I will not invest in anywhere. A woman can't buy a land because he's waiting for a man to buy the land. Am I communicating?
Please bow down your head. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you in the name of Jesus. We pray that we'll be a good steward. I want you to pray for the person you've held their hand. Lord, help the person be a good steward. In the name of Jesus. In his time, in his money, in his modesty, even his body, in the name of Jesus. In his testimony, in his talent. Pray for that person. In the next 1 minute, please. Pray.
Hallelujah, hallelujah. That was such a powerful message from the man of God, Reverend Sydney Alamensa. I believe you have been blessed. God bless you for staying tuned to today's sermon, and shalom.